The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. Getting ready to talk to Mike Greenberg, the bottom of the hour, which is going to be here before you know it. You love your sound effect of the dominoes falling.
Yep.
What do you think will happen now on Sunday in Dallas from an offensive line standpoint? So they don't have the same thing.
I think it's going to be pretty easy. You're going to put Belton at right tackle, and you're going to put Jordan Morgan at left guard. That's what I think will happen.
Yeah, and it would be foolish not to.
The question then is what happens after, and I think Kennard will then be your swing tackle, right? Isn't that kind of what you
yes.
envision happening if something goes on?
Yeah, I don't think they trust. He didn't play a lot of left tackle in Philly. I talked to him when he first got here. He said he's much more comfortable at right guard and right tackle. So I would assume that he is the backup at right guard and right tackle if that's how they start the game, and that they would swing Belton to left tackle if something happened to Sheed.
Okay.
That would be my theory.
All right.
Before Tausch tells us about Quick Trip, we are giving away a copy of Mike Greenberg's, and Mike Greenberg's scheduled to appear at 10:30, new book with Hembo, his producer, Got Your Legends. And it reviews all of the major professional sports franchises in the United States and determines their four legends of each franchise, or as you might know it on our program, your Mount Rushmores. And we're going to give away a signed copy of the book. Signed by Mike Greenberg, right? Not signed by
Joe
Thomas.
No, I think Joe Thomas is signing.
Okay.
It is signed by Mike Greenberg, yes.
All right. So, Jesse, how do you want to do this?
So, off air, I would like to take phone calls right now.
Off air?
Yes. We are not going to do these on the air because we want to, keep it off the air because it could go for a little
bit. We're not going to do it on the air because we want to keep it off the air.
I'm having a good morning here. Yes. We want to keep it off air so that it's a secret if you're, correct or incorrect.
If you turn out to be right.
Right. So what we're looking for in advance.
Be right about what?
The four. In advance of Greeny's appearance, where we're going to discuss and potentially debate the four legends of the Green Bay Packers. We want you to call in for your chance to win the signed copy of the book by sharing who you believe Greeny and Hembo.
Can I guess?
Hembo.
And if I'm right,
you're going to guess when we have Greeny on. Well, could you just let Jesse get this going?
This is exactly why we're doing this the way we're doing it, is spoil it. Yes, I know you
want to
guess.
Yeah, but I like guessing.
Which is why we're going to do this off air so that you don't spoil the contest for everyone
else.
That's
probably
smart. Jesse,
that is smart production by you.
And then
I would.
We're doing
sure.
it ahead of time so that when Greeny comes on, you can debate with Greeny if he got it right or wrong.
All right. So call right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Jesse is going to take your Mount Rushmore Packers foursome. And then if you turn out to be right and your foursome is the same as Greeny's in the book, you will get the signed copy of the book. That's how this is going to work. 844-770-3776. In the meantime, Tausch is going to tell us about Quick Trip, where the girls and I were after gymnastics practice last night again.
This fall, the Quick Trip Gatorade Border Battle is on, and whether you're Team Purple or green and gold proud, either way, you could score the ultimate fan experience. Two turf sweet tickets to the Week 18 Vikings-Packers showdown at U.S. Bank Stadium. Plus, $250 Quick Trip gift card to fuel your fandom. All you got to do, buy any Gatorade with your Quick Rewards account, and you earn bonus Fan Zone points. Packers, Vikings, let the Quick Trip Gatorade Border Battle begin. No purchases necessary. Full details are at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. And don't miss out on Quick Hot Savings. Nature's Touch Milk, $2.99 a gallon. Nature's Touch Butter, $2.99 a pound. Quickery Buns, 2 8-count packs for $2.22. And Still grilling season. Propane Exchange, $22.99 is the refill price for that. Quick Trip's got you covered. We'll see ya
next time.
There we go.
844-770-3776. Jesse will keep taking your calls. We'll be back next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Dancing around that college bar these days, I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
You can call Jesse, give him who you think are the four legends that would be on the Packers Mount Rushmore, and see if yours match Mike Greenberg and Hembo's in their book. And then
they
if
didn't
you
put Mike on there, did they? I hope. Put Mike
Micah Parsons is not one of the four. I can promise
come on.
You that.
Don't be giving out hints now.
The book was written before they acquired Micah Parsons.
So,
he's not
Tausch,
on there.
Here's what we're going to do, because I don't want to keep. I don't mind keeping most of our guests waiting, but I don't want to do that to Mike Greenberg. So you should. I want you to guess or give your four. We're not going to tell you if that's the same as what's in the book or if you're right or wrong. You debate that with Greeny. But we want to know who your four are, and then you can tell us about AmFam, and then we'll talk to Greeny after that.
So you want me to tell you right now?
Right now. Right
Give
this very
your
moment,
four,
yes.
But we're
who
not,
are your four?
We're not going to address
I ask
it.
A quick
no,
question?
No, you
I
have
ask
to
a
just
question.
Give your four. Please, right. We're trying to stay on time.
Lombardi, Starr, Rodgers, Favre.
Thank you for your opinion. Tell us about AmFam, please.
What? It's the right one. American Family Insurance is a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch since 1927. Thought about Curly Lambeau? Nah, I didn't put him on there. They've been committed to making life better with outstanding home and auto protection. Don Hudson's probably back in the 20s, too. Also, you're free to enjoy your dream, so insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Mike Greenberg, scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Say what it is, I'll see it in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you. Words can't say it, I can't do. Not so cool, it's all for you.
So, Jesse, you have our winner. Is that correct?
I just talked to Mike in Sheboygan. It took us about 20 tries to get our winner identifying the four Packers legends. We had a lot of different options.
You're doing okay? That's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work during the break.
He's going to take tomorrow off.
I might have to.
He's taking Friday and Monday.
Is it the same as Tausch's?
It is. Tausch was right.
Is that right? Let's
Tausch
go.
Tausch had it.
That's going to make it hard. That's going to make it hard for Tausch to debate Mike Greenberg on the four that he chose, since the two of them chose the same four. Joining us now, he's the GOAT when it comes to this. We stole the Mike and Mike concept for Wilde and Tausch. Works great for us. It worked for them for many, many years. And now, while I'm watching Good Morning America, Tausch is always watching Get Up. It is Mike Greenberg on Wilde and Tausch. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me on. And I'm delighted to hear that you had the same four we did, because I will tell you, and I'll explain that it sounds like you've already set up the concept of the book for the listeners, which is wonderful, and I appreciate it. I will tell you that of all the people who saw advanced copies of it, one of the biggest bones of contention that we got was including Rodgers ahead of Curly Lambeau. Now, the Packers have as rich a history. The Packers are the number. So there's two conceits to the book. One of them is we rank every team in sports from 1 through 124. Every team in the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. And then we choose the Mount Rushmore for each of those franchises. What we're talking about here is the Mount Rushmore that we chose for the Packers. And can I give it away? Can I say what it is?
Well, Tausch already gave it away, so yes, go right ahead.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
We chose Lombardi and the three quarterbacks, Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers. We're leaving out, and we acknowledge as I write the essay, leaving out Burley Lambeau and Don Hutson, among others. It should also be pointed out that we rank all of these teams in tiers. So the top tier, which is four teams, has the number one team in each of the four sports. And the Packers are the number one team in the NFL. The Packers are the greatest team in pro football history. As we write at the very beginning of the chapter about them, they are the flagship franchise of America's most popular sport. They've played in their original city longer than any other team in the NFL, and they are the league's most decorated team with 13 championships. I don't know that that's stuff that all fans, even the most knowledgeable fans, even those right there in Packerland, are aware of. So that's one of the things about the book that I'm most proud of and excited about, is that we write a lot about sports history. Then to have omitted Lambeau particularly, and to me, Don Hutson requires at least being mentioned, but to have omitted Lambeau was a really hard decision. As we write in here, it might have been the most challenging for any franchise across this entire project because of just how important he was not only to the early history of the Packers, but to the early history of the entire NFL. But we ultimately made the decision that if we were going to break ties, we're going to break them in favor of players. And particularly quarterbacks, the idea that you have a greater trio of quarterbacks than any other franchise in the entire league in Starr and Favre and Rodgers, it just felt we could not leave them off. But I will tell you that has been probably the most passionate debate and disagreement that I have received from anybody were those who felt we should absolutely have put Lambeau on ahead of either Favre or Rodgers.
What about Reggie, Mike? Was Reggie White? Because that was the hard part I had. I thought Curly Lambeau, and then you go back to Don Hutson. But in fairness, we never saw any of those guys play. We know Don Hutson was way ahead of the curve receiving compared to what it was in that era. But Reggie White's impact and how he came in and changed the culture of Green Bay from where it was in the 80s was critical, too.
100%. It was certainly someone to consider. But when you're doing this exercise, and the worst thing about sports talk debates, as you guys know, is that when you make an argument for someone, you have to make an argument against someone else. And there's nothing on earth I want to do less than argue against Reggie White, whose impact in Green Bay was extraordinary, and whose impact as a human being I hold in the utmost regard. My old partner, you mentioned Mike Golic, played alongside Reggie in Philadelphia for years and revered him as a human being as well as a player. But the reality is, if you write the history of the Packer franchise, I just don't think you can put Reggie White ahead of, you certainly can't put him ahead of Bart Starr, and I don't think you can put him ahead of either of the quarterbacks. I mean, Brett Favre won all those MVPs, Aaron Rodgers won all those MVPs, White is an all-time great, he might be the best player at the history of position of his position, but he split his time pretty much evenly between two franchises. I think we had to go in favor of the quarterbacks.
The book is Got Your Legends, Ranking America's Sports Franchises and Their Most Iconic Figures. It is out now. You can get it on Amazon. I don't know if you're in a Barnes & Noble where you're joining us from or where you are, Mike, but I saw you.
I'm in my office, but yeah, I did. I just walked by the Barnes & Noble near my house yesterday, and I popped in, and they had copies, so I just signed a bunch of them, and I'll do that. But I'm glad you mentioned Amazon. I'm grateful Amazon, while I'm doing this radio tour that I'm on for these few days, they're doing a special price. So if you order it from Amazon right now, just go to Amazon.com. The book is called Got Your Legends, and my name, Mike Greenberg, is the author. You will get it at a special discounted price if you order it right now. So nice of them to do that for us while I'm doing this tour. So if you are interested, and I always am so grateful for everybody's support, I hope the book will create good, passionate, fun debate of the best sort. You know, we have so much debate going on right now around us, and that's really important and creates a lot of anxiety. And I think the best thing we can do is take some time. I think my place in this in all of this is to try and create a respite from all of that for people. So if we can sit down and have a really good, passionate debate over whether Reggie White or Curly Lambeau belonged ahead of Bart Starr or Aaron Rodgers on this list, I am delighted to have that debate over a beer, and we should do that every day.
So I love the picture that you posted of you signing the random books in the bookstore, because and I do believe your book will sell significantly better than the half a book that I helped write. But it is a pretty cool feeling to walk into a store and see a book with your name on it. And for my daughters, who don't really care much about what I do during the course of the day, for them to see that, it was really neat. I am curious how you and Hembo came upon this concept and what made you want to do this, because obviously you've been in this game for a really long time. I'm assuming you have to have written other books along the way, right? You have you this can't be the first book you've ever done, right?
No, quite a few. I've done quite a few books, and this is actually the third book that Hembo and I have done together. So the first book that we did was called Got Your Number. That was a concept that I actually came up with at the height of, or the worst moments of, COVID, however one describes that. There were like six of us that came in every day. I never stopped doing Get Up. We didn't miss a single day during COVID. There were six of us that were in the building to do the show, and then everyone else was working remotely. And when the show was over every day, we would just sit around and talk, because you'll remember, nothing was open. There was nowhere to go. There was nothing to do. So we'd sit around and talk. And one day we got into a conversation, because we're just a bunch of old sports nerds. We got into a conversation about how many great quarterbacks wore the jersey number 12. And the executive producer of Get Up is a guy named Pete McConville. And he said, yeah, they all wore 12, but who owns the number 12? And in that moment, I thought of two things. One, the answer is Tom Brady. And two, that's a good book. So the concept of the first book we did, Got Your Number, was we took every digit from 1 to 100 and said, who owns that number in sports history? And that was our first book. It's called Got Your Number. And delightfully, with my endless gratitude to anyone listening to this show right now who bought it and supported us in this, it sold very well. And so they came to us and said, we'd like you to do another book. And now here's the third one. So this book, which is called Got Your Legends, came up. Hembo had the idea that we should do a Mount Rushmore for every team in sports. The Mount Rushmore concept is so frequently used. It's so commonplace. It's such a perfect way to distill the greatness, the all-time greatness of players and people. They're not all, as you see, Lombardi is on the Packer list. There are coaches, there are owners, there are general managers, and there are a few broadcasters who make the list for different franchises. He said, let's do the Mount Rushmore of every team. So that was a great exercise. He does all the research, and I do all the writing. Then once we had chosen the Mount Rushmores for all 124 teams in the four sports, we needed a way to present it. Like, in what order do we place them? So the only logical way was, well, let's figure out what the best team is, and then on and on and on, and from the best all the way down to the worst. So there's two completely separate areas for debate and discussion. We rank every team from 1 to 124, and we do it in tiers. And then we give you the Mount Rushmore of every one of these franchises. So there's two areas that you can read. You can choose to agree or disagree. We have extraordinary research. Either way, there's so much sports history in the book. I wrote long chapters about each and every team, about how they came to be, about what their history is, and then about the four legends who represent them. So that's what the book is. That's where the concept came from. And as I say, the Packers are the number one NFL team. They're fourth on the all-time list of the 124 teams, simply because in the other sports, there are just more championships. So the Yankees are first, the Celtics are second, the Montreal Canadiens are third, and the Packers are fourth. But they are number one amongst all NFL teams.
The Lakers are after the Green Bay Packers.
Correct. The Lakers are next. Breaking the tie between the Celtics and the Lakers, as we write in the book, was one of the hardest things that we had to do. The Lakers are fifth. They lead off the next tier. And in the end, we were really debating it. We were going back and forth. And then it was actually while we were in the process of doing the book, like of putting it together, that the Celtics won the championship last year. Mm-hmm. And that broke the tie. The Celtics now have 18 titles all time. The Lakers have 17. And we thought, if you're going to do the impossible, which is to break a tie between these two, the right way to do it is a championship. And as I write in the book, championships are everything. Championships are more important than anything else. If one team has 10 really good seasons but no titles, and another team wins one championship and is otherwise terrible for 9 years, I think you have to put the team that won the title ahead. That's one of the ways that we went about organizing the book. First rule, championships beat everything else. And so that was how we did it. We put the Celtics just that an eyelash ahead of the Lakers. So the Celtics are in tier one. The Lakers lead off tier two. If you're interested, for the fans who are interested, the football team. So tier one has just one team from each sport. So it has four teams. The second tier has eight teams, so two teams from each sport. So for the sake of this discussion in football, the Packers are first, the Steelers are second, and the Patriots are third. And on it goes. And we write chapters about every single one of them because sports history is really my passion. I love the debate part of it. I've obviously made my living in sports debate and discussion for 30 years. But the sports history is what I really like writing about and learning about. And I hope that people, whether they agree or disagree with the decisions that we made, will learn a lot about sports history from reading this book because that's the part of it I love the most.
So, Greeny, you just thought, and we've had this discussion, because obviously I think a lot of Packer fans think and wish that we had more championships than what we've had with the great quarterback play the last 30 years. But as you as a fan, you're a decorated Jets fan, and you guys have stunk for a while. You would rather get that one championship and go 20 years and stink? Or would you rather be really good and fall short? Because it's easy to say that when you get the championship, but then you live through 19 years of blah.
Well, I've lived through 19 years of blah without the championship. Yes, and look, my opinion on this may be jaded, but the two teams that I grew up rooting for the most passionately were the New York Jets and the New York Knicks. And the last time either of them won a championship was in the spring of 1973. I was not yet 6 years old. So as a fully formed sports fan, I've never seen either of my two teams win a title. And then my college team is Northwestern University. And, you know, we're not in the major sports. We've won plenty of championships. Our women's golf team won the NCAA championship. Our women's field hockey team won the NCAA championship, but in the sports that people pay the most attention to, you know, we're not championship contenders. We measure success differently. So I don't see teams win championships. So to have been there in 2011 when Aaron Rodgers is standing there and the confetti is falling on him, to have been there when Favre finally got it done, to have, God help us, live through the Lombardi and Star years, winning five titles in a decade, three of them in a row, the most underappreciated feat in football history. People think that because the first one wasn't a Super Bowl, it wasn't called the Super Bowl, it shouldn't count. Whenever anyone says there's never been a three-peat in football, it drives me insane. Yes, there absolutely has. The Packers won three straight championships. They just didn't call it the Super Bowl then. So yes, to me, I would rather have my team win just once, and then I'll live with them being bad. Because I've seen them be good. I've seen them come close, agonizingly close, and fall short. And that's exactly what it is. I would underline the agony in agonizing. I would much rather have my team win a championship and then deal with bad years than never win one at all.
Get Up's Mike Greenberg, who I would describe as a long-suffering Jets fan, not a decorated Jets fan, not to correct Tausch.
There is no other kind. I mean, there's no other kind of Jets fan. We are only – how long you've been suffering just depends on how old you are, but there is no other alternative.
All right, I have a couple of quick things because I'm sure you have a bunch of other interviews, and we're excited for you about the book.
I got plenty of time. Go ahead. What do you like?
All right.
I got plenty of time.
So first of all, I love that this book is in tears because Jesse tears his friends, our producer. So I'm sure he'll love this book more than anyone.
Right up my alley.
I hope you don't tear your friends, Mike, because you're too good of a person to do that sort of thing. Secondly, I am curious about the other Wisconsin teams. because I understand we don't have an NHL team here, but how did you go – like. Mm-hmm. We know the top tier, there's lots of debates because there's so many people that could be on the Mount Rushmore of those teams, right? But when you talk about, say, the Brewers or the Bucks, what's the process for that? And how do you make sure, because it's your job to A, sell this book, but B, make it interesting for not just Packers fans and Yankees fans and Celtics fans, but everybody. So, I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking, how did he put together the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mount Rushmore? What were those processes like?
Really no different than anybody else. Just the histories were shorter, or certainly in the case of the Jaguars, the history was much shorter. But you go over the data, you see who they all were. Hembo, again, does ridiculous research. He can do things so quickly that you it would astonish you. But I'm staring at the Brewers' Mount Rushmore right now. If you haven't seen it, do you want to guess who they are?
Tausch.
Bob Uecker. Robin Yount.
Yes. Yes.
You go Paul Molitor?
Yes, and then the fourth one is Bud Selig. The fourth one is you're not going to people are always inclined to think of players and all of that. The fourth one is Bud Selig, who I think obviously best known by most baseball fans around the country as the commissioner of baseball, but was an extraordinarily important owner and important force in getting baseball back to Milwaukee and keeping baseball in Milwaukee where it absolutely belongs. I mean, there's one thing that that infuriates me as a sports fan is that there is no basketball team in Seattle. Cities that lose teams should, unless they absolutely couldn't support them and refuse to support them, should never not have a franchise. So imagine the city of Milwaukee without the Brewers now after what happened with the Braves. So we felt Selig belonged on this list for those reasons. Bob Uecker was an easy choice, and I would have written about him differently. Everyone in the world loved him. When we wrote the book, he was still with us. And then Robin Yount and Paul Molitor. So that's the Mount Rushmore. And look, it is about as good a group as you could get.
Greeny, well, let's be honest. You put Bud Selig in there because you, from your spot with Golic, you guys actually instituted change in Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You had Selig on, and we all sit here and talk. I have more ideas. Can you help me with this? Tell me if this is a crazy idea. That after the first weekend of the NFL playoffs, the one seed should get to pick which of the two teams that are remaining get to play them. How fun would that be? So, like last year, the Cowboys probably didn't want to play Green Bay. You know what I mean? If you win that first round, the one seed gets to pick who they play, and they have to announce it. It would be great for Get Up. It would be great for TV. Tell me why that's a crazy idea.
It's not a crazy idea. It's actually a great idea. Now, part of it is that they schedule these things in advance, but that's easily overcomable. I think it would be great in every sport. I think, first and foremost, reseeding should be a must, which is to say, where there are upsets, then those games should be reseeded, which happens in some sports, like in the NFL, they get the lowest seeded remaining team, but doesn't happen in all of them. So in the NBA, for example, if the 8 beats the 1, then they should then have to play the 2 rather than getting to play the 4 seed. That's not a consideration. I actually think they should try and do that in the NCAA tournament. All those things they don't do because of logistics, and maybe in some ways they are impossible. To take it the next level, which is to actually have them choose their opponent, that's something the teams don't want any part of because of the creation of hard feelings and all that stuff. But as a television special, it would be unbelievable. So who was the one seed last year? I'm trying to think. In the NFC,
the Lions.
Detroit.
So the Lions... Now, is it in the NFL, the Lions, they did get to play the lowest seeded team that made it out of the first weekend. But maybe that's not, maybe for matchup reasons, that isn't who they would have wanted to play. Maybe they would have wanted to, you know, maybe it would have stunned us all and said, we want to play the Eagles. Who knows? Do I think that's a good idea? No, I think it's a great idea. But it is like, you know what you are? You are like me. You are like most geniuses. You will not be fully appreciated until long after your time. That's the bottom line. We have these great ideas. And what you're referring to is the morning after the baseball All-Star game that ended in a tie, we went on Mike and Mike and people were in an uproar. And I said, I don't understand why you care that this game ended in a tie. You wouldn't have cared if the American League won. You wouldn't have cared if the National League won. If you want to make this matter, why don't you give home field advantage in the World Series to the league that wins? And the next thing you know, they freaking did it. They actually did that. And so it became known on our show as the Greeny Rule. And it lasted a long time. I think on some level it was a good idea. It certainly made more sense at a time when there wasn't interleague play. And, winning the conceit of it always. In the old days, I'm old enough to remember when home field advantage in the World Series just alternated by year, because the idea was that winning either pennant was considered an equal accomplishment. So if you're just going to alternate them year by year, then there's no reason not to just give it to the league that wins the All-Star game. Nowadays, where everything is so intermixed and interjumbled, I can understand the arguments against it. And, of course, they don't do it anymore. But I thought it was a good idea at the time. I was mocked for it. The next thing I knew, they instituted it. So, like I said, like most geniuses, we will not be fully appreciated until after our time.
All right. Greeny, I've thought extremely highly of you throughout your career. I try to mimic what you have done. But you don't have to work with him every day. So please don't ever do that again and tell him he's a genius. Now I have to bear the brunt of that. All right, last thing for you so we can let you go. As the long-suffering Jets fan that you are, we certainly saw you go through all the emotions during the two-year Aaron Rodgers experiment. Tausch was his teammate. I did 4 years of radio shows with him and covered every minute of his career in Green Bay. He moves the needle unlike probably any athlete in sports, whether it's in a good way or a bad way. When you're looking at him with both his body of work to this point and you're watching him with the Steelers now, what are kind of your thoughts about where Aaron Rodgers currently stands?
Well, so let's put it this way. There are some Jet fans who ended the Aaron Rodgers time mad at him. I'm not one of them. I think he came with obviously high expectations, but I think he came for the right reasons. I think he came because he believed it was a place that they could win. He underestimated just how badly coached this team was. I think that was his big mistake. He looked at some of the young talent and said, I can get these guys over the top. And if he had not gotten hurt 4 plays into that, which was just terrible luck, I mean, what are you going to do? That who knows what might have been of that year. When he came back his second year, he got better as the year went on, which I think has a lot to do with more and more time removed from the injury itself. By the end of the year, I thought he was playing pretty well. The Jets led the league in losing one score games last year. They were in basically every game. Rodgers had them in every game. The New York Jets of 2024, when history is written, were probably the worst coach team in the history of sports. They had a bad head coach in Robert Saleh, and they fired him a month into the season and gave the job to a defensive coordinator who I've never seen anyone more in over their head in my entire life than Jeff Ulbrich was last year. So I don't blame Rodgers at all for what happened with the Jets. Do I think he is what he was at his apex? Well, obviously not. Very few people at 41, almost 42 are going to be. But I think he's more than good enough, if he had an excellent team around him, to help get that team where they want to go. My question at this point is, I don't know that the Steelers have that. Their defense so far has been stunningly bad. They don't run the ball. They don't stop the run. I keep saying, who are you and what have you done with the Pittsburgh Steelers? They look less like a traditional Pittsburgh Steeler team than you could ever possibly imagine. I think if you're looking at the problems in Pittsburgh now, and they are 2-1 for what it's worth, but if you're looking at the problems in Pittsburgh right now, like Aaron Rodgers is not one of them. So Rodgers is he's a polarizing guy in a lot of ways and whatever. As a player, at his best, I think he was as good as anyone I ever saw. And I still think he has enough left to put a really good team over the top. What I'm not sure of is whether he has a really good team or not.
Greeny, we were really excited when we found out you were going to do our show. I assume that someone else booked it because Lord knows Jesse wouldn't have done that. But we're super excited for the book. We're really happy for you.
Rude.
And we can't wait to... Fair. Rude, but fair.
It is rude.
We're really excited for the book. Thanks for being a part of the show today, and good luck with it.
Well, thank you so much. And again, Jesse, I would defend you, but if you tear your friends, then I suppose you probably deserve whatever it is.
How else are you supposed to decide who comes to a wedding? Tier one are the standards. Tier two is for sure in. Tier three, that's where you start to think about it. He's coming around to it. And I can see him. I can see him thinking about it.
I guess I understand that, but the actual creation of the tiers is something I think I wouldn't put it that way. Like I think I would frame it differently. But that isn't so bad, actually. You know what, Jesse? You're kind of winning me over. I'm going to need to spend a little time before our show.
He publicly announces which tiers people are in.
Tier one Tyler.
Well, that's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. That's problematic.
Wanted to make sure you didn't leave with the wrong impression. Greeny, thanks for your time. This was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, guys. Got your legends. Go buy it today.
That is Mike Greenberg. Again, I am on Amazon right now. You can order it. According to this, I can have my copy as soon as tomorrow. So if you have to, if you want it immediately, you can also go to your local bookseller as well. Taush, you look perplexed.
No, I'm not perplexed. I thought that was really fun. And the fact that I couldn't even argue with him, I almost wish I would have said Reggie, but it's quarterbacks drive everything. And Green Bay's had it, and I think that tells the story of this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Greeny hit it, and the fact that he put the Green Bay Packers at the top of the heap in the NFL, I think reminding people that we have three-peated, it just wasn't a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wisconsin sports fans are going to appreciate this book. Now, I'm guessing hoops. I don't know who he put on there for the Bucks. It's obviously Giannis. Kareem, and then I don't know. I mean, who else is he putting on there? So another good reason to go check out. And let's be honest, hopefully he takes this idea and he'll be able to push it forward. He already changed one sport.
Yeah.
If he can change this rule and get this going, I feel like my mission is accomplished.
So okay.
You waited a long time for this moment.
That having brought it up to Mike Greenberg with his pulpit, you believe
with
he can
ESPN,
get this across
ABC,
the finish
Disney
line.
Relationship. We own 10% of the NFL, or the NFL owns 10% of ESPN, however it works. One of the two. I think it's probably the other way.
We'll figure out the ownership structure and talk more about our conversation with Mike Greenberg next. It's Wildy and Taush.
This is Wildy and Taush, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. But on Saturday.
Thanks again to Mike Greenberg for sharing his time with us. Again, the book Got Your Legends. Find it on Amazon and all your favorite booksellers. Who knows? Maybe he'll have gone by your Barnes & Noble and signed a few copies right there on the stack on the table like he did yesterday in his neighborhood. So, Taush, you love the Mount Rushmore concept. You certainly love the archaeological dig in South Dakota as well. But what you really love is ideas. So your idea of pick your opponent, which has been test-driven by some smaller level leagues, right? I think the Women's Professional Soccer League did it. I think a hockey league did it. So it's not like it's not something that leagues have attempted. Do you have any reason, though, to believe, other than money, because you definitely would rake in some pretty good advertising dollars on the Pick Your Opponent NFL playoff show, do you ever see this in your lifetime becoming reality?
Probably not.
Even with Greeny's help.
I would be willing to bet you when Greeny and Golic were doing their show and Greeny was sitting there talking to Golic about having the Major League Baseball All-Star Game matter, I would bet he never in a million years thought that would ever come to fruition either.
Mm.
And it did.
It's fair.
So do I think the odds would tell you it's not going to happen? Do I think in a league that is constantly looking to generate more revenue and be more entertaining that this doesn't make a ton of sense? Of course it does. And will they ever go down that road? I'm not going to say never. I don't think it's likely, but I'm certainly not going to say never. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, I don't know what they would put the odds of it happening at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, but I know that the...
Like, for instance, last year, had Green Bay beaten Philly, and Detroit had the option of playing Green Bay again, knowing what their deal was, or the Washington Commanders with a rookie quarterback and a team that... Blah, 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 Detroit would have picked Washington. And by the way, they got beat badly.
Yeah, correct.
But they would have passed, and oh, baby, would that have been something. And then everybody would have said, well, Detroit lost because they ended up picking somebody, and they didn't take the hand-picked team for them. How good is that? How good is that?
You know what else is good?
Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. And they also have a great entertainment venue, 23,000 square feet, premium concert and event space, more than 1,000 feet of LED screens to enhance the experience for up to 2,000 guests. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch will include double trivia. So stick around. It starts in 2 minutes.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.